Well, look who decided to show up. Welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your Smush Breton. Goodbye, SEC Mike. And there he is, Cousin Shane. Always on time. What's up, buddy?
Time we start work around here, Mike. Come on now.
See, the beauty of you being late all the time, they're just going to believe that it was you that was late.
I know exactly who they're blaming, man. I logged on at 7 o'clock and there's no Mike. I was like, I can hear them now. That's why I jumped in the comment section. Let them know I'm here.
All right. Well, hey, we're here. We're locked in for a SEC mailbag.
Yeah.
A little bit quiet in the mailbag. We got some really good ones, but not a ton of them, Shane. So maybe the cousins want to get in on the action. Hit us up in the comments. Hey, before we get to the mailbag.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Kind of big news. Alabama AD Greg Byrne came out officially and said, hey, I think this is a direct quote according to USA Today. I think the ship has sailed. It's run its course. And what he's talking about is the SEC championship game, Shane. Oh, how interesting. We get our ass waxed 28-7, whatever it was, and all of a sudden we don't need to play this damn game no more. Almost cost us a playoff spot. But it's pretty wild to see an active AD, knowing how much money this generates for the conference, knowing how much Greg Sankey wants to keep this game going.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to hear an AD in the SEC say it's time to move on from the SEC championship.
And Alabama of all places, right? You know? Yeah, this was kind of a shocker, but, I mean, he's saying what we're all thinking. I mean, right? And go with me here. Forget Alabama. Forget them for a second. Just pretend it's your team in the SEC championship and you lose and you don't go on to a college football playoff because of that game. I feel like that's what you really got to ask yourself. Now, Georgia, they're just saying, look at this sore loser, you know. But I guarantee to you, if roles were reversed and Georgia got waxed and then they got left out of the playoffs, we'd be saying, why the hell we play this game? Mike, we already playing 9 SEC games.
Right.
But I do get it. I was down there. I'll never forget the first SEC championship. I went with SEC Mike. I said, why do they even play this game? And he says, look around, Shane. Look at all this money. It's like walking into a casino. And he's right, man.
Yeah, and so there's conspiracy theory, Shane, where, you know, it was not that long ago, a couple months ago, that Greg Sankey came out on the record and was against Alabama in this old, the basketball player, Charles Bediako, you know, trying to get the professional athlete to play. And he said, well, you know, we can't have this. We shouldn't have this. That ruffled a lot of feathers.
Yeah.
At Alabama. So I don't know that these two are connected, but I'll just say, I don't think it's a coincidence, Shane, that it's Alabama's AD that's taking this stand against the SEC championship. And you're 100% right. It's, you know, he's not really saying anything outlandish. I think most of us agree with this, but you just can't. If you're Greg Sankey, you can't have one of your 16, the team, the program that's been to the SEC championship more than any other, saying, God, we can't stop playing this damn game, you know, because it's only a matter of time before, I guess that opens the door to more people doing it. And then there goes a huge revenue generator. You know what?
Yeah. And it's all conferences, man. It's not just the SEC. SEC does that. What do you think Big Ten's going to do? Think they're going to have one? Hell no, they ain't going to have one. So this is like, as far as TV rights, the ones that are writing the checks, none of them are going to agree that this game should be canceled. So, it was said. I don't know if you could reel it back in. I would absolutely love to see the text message that Sankey sent immediately after this conversation, because I'm sure Sankey had some choice words.
Right. And I think, you know, this is not a new idea. We've said this many times. I think what will eventually happen, I don't think they're getting rid of the game.
Yeah.
I think what it needs to turn into is either 2 or 4 teams that are not in the college football playoff, just on the outside looking in, and the winner or winners, if they do multiple, get to go to the did the college football playoff app makes if so basically there has to be stakes on the line, and it'll just make that game a lot more interesting than we're fighting for seeding, you know?
I think that's a real thought. Like if we gave Sankey true serum, he'd probably be like, what the fuck, man? Like, I'm working something here, you know? I'm trying to get expansion. I'm trying to guarantee you a playoff spot if you make this game, and now you're wanting to get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? So I think for the playoffs and, more importantly, the championship games to extend, it's going to almost be like an at-large, right? Once you get in, you're in. So as long as you make it to that game, don't be surprised. I think one of the greatest – and I'm trying to remember who said it. I think it was the first time I heard it was John Gruden. You know, he was talking about the week that we're playing these championship games, that we should have some other games being played for the playoffs. You know, nobody should be able to take this week off because there are some other advantages to not having a play in it. I mean, hell, you heard Lane Kiffin saying it. You know, he's thinking about dodging it, right? Well, he dodged it all right 2 years ago. So I feel like that's kind of what we're doing, and it'll be worked out. But I guarantee you, if like I said, Sankey was on here, he said, hey, man, I'm working on something. Stop messing it up.
Yep, absolutely.
Mike does that all the time, Shane. Like, Shane, shut up, man. I'm trying to do something here.
Well, speaking of do something, are you ready to hop into this mailbag?
You know what I'm ready to hop into, Mike? Little Tennessee legend distiller. I got to get this bug knocked out of me, man. And that's the only cough medicine I want. It's over there at Tennessee Legend. Be sure to stop in. Let the cousins know that we sent you. Not only get a discount, but you will get a bonus gift. Look at that Kingston. They got all kinds of stuff, man. And even souvenirs to take back home. You're in the Smoky Mountains. You're like, oh, shit, I forgot about Aunt Jan. Well, you know what Aunt Jan likes? A little Tennessee Legend distillery. So let her know you stopped in and you're thinking about her on your way home.
Yeah, do it for Aunt Jan.
Yeah.
Speaking of Aunt Jan.
Yeah. Not segue. Please say it's from Jan.
No, it's from Jeez Louise. But I call Marler Jan. So we got a Marler question, but before he got his question, so Jeez Louise got two.
Okay.
Well, this first one's not really a question. I'm so good at hiding the eggs, I'm still finding eggs I hid in 96.
Nice.
He's an official cousin, so I'm going to read his comment. But here's his real one. Yes. Who's the bigger D-bag, Greg Byrne or Chris Marler?
Oh, shit. I say the AD. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
Marler's misunderstood. I feel like I'm apologizing for a whole time like he did something wrong. He's misunderstood, but he is who he is. He's exactly who we thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that? Coach Green?
Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah. We let him off the hook, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Then Jesus, he's got a food question for you.
Oh, nice. Already.
Because it's Easter.
Yes.
Oh, and I wanted to add this because, you know, Sunday's Easter, so if you celebrate it, you know, hopefully all y'all get to be with family and all that. So I know Cousin Shane is looking forward to that as well, so mm-hmm. I'm going to give him the night off. So I just a little announcement, no show on Easter here. But food question from Jeez Louise. Does Shane dye eggs anymore, or do they all go straight to the deviled egg fetish?
You know, it's sad. Your kids get older, right? You know, I think if you've got some young kids, you're probably a young adult yourself. And I wish I could go back in time and talk to that guy and say, hey, listen, I know you got a lot of irons in the fire and life is crazy, but enjoy this moment. So, yes, if you got those kids and you got an opportunity to do those eggs, do it. Because right now, the only eggs that are being done around here are scrambled eggs, deviled eggs. You know, there ain't no colored eggs, I'll tell you that.
There's no hiding eggs there at the Cousin Shane house?
You know what's funny? Growing up, we have all these rules, like FDA rules and whatever, you know, it can't sit out for this long. And right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I remember painting eggs, hiding eggs, and then eating them fuckers. Sorry, Mom. Didn't mean to say that. But I didn't die.
Well, good thing. Hey, shout out. Cousin David Chambers, we appreciate you, buddy. Great to see you guys. Pete is getting those Rebs ready for another playoff season. Yeah. I know that's not a question there, Shane, but what?
It did remind me of Peep, though. That's one thing I don't like about Easter, is Peep eggs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to be the worst, right?
What are the odds that Pete Golding gets Ole Miss back to the playoff for our buddy David? 9-3 minimum, you think?
Are you like percentage that they will, or what will take to get them in? Is that what you're saying?
Well, probably both, really. But I'm just wondering. You know, we had 10-2, didn't get in last year. Could 9-3 get in this year with the schedule with Louisville, which is maybe the best team in the ACC?
Do you think LSU, Louisville be ranked?
Oh yeah, top 15.
Nice. 9-3 gets in because that's what I'm looking at man.
Texas, at Oklahoma, Georgia.
The knock on Vanderbilt was top 25 wins. So will Ole Miss at 9-3 have enough? So probably a top 15 win with Louisville. You got.
I mean, I think there's a possibility Florida and Auburn are ranked this year, and we shouldn't overlook Missouri either.
I'm just talking about the time though. I think Mizzou potentially will be right. Texas definitely will be. Georgia, Oklahoma probably will be. So you're looking at 3, 4, 5, potentially 6, definitely 5. And so that means you win 2 of those. I think 9-3 gets in. 9 SEC games? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then so what, 0 out of a 100% chance to 0% chance?
Yeah.
What chance do they get to 9-3?
Oh, man. At least 9-3, I would say. I'd probably say 60%. I'm a little high on them. I know it sounds like not high, but that's pretty damn high if you're talking about making a playoff. Right. So, I would say 58% to be exact.
Wait, was it 60 or 50?
Now I brought it down. That's how
mid sentence you went down a couple percentages.
Yeah, I start going through the roster there, and I do think the schedule's a little more tough this upcoming season.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so on with the mailbag, Shane.
Let's do it.
I don't think you're gonna like. I don't know, cousin Strap Man, official cousin again. Official cousins always get their question answered, Shane.
Yeah.
Well, cousin Shane. Do his morning podcast next fall?
Probably not. Maybe. I'm working on something. That's one thing. You're gonna like. I will have a second show. I just don't necessarily think it's gonna be in the morning. It's not that I can't do it. It's just I've got other irons in the fire right now. So, but you will
a better
see
a show.
Actually, I think it's gonna be a lot better. I think they'll love it. So, keep your ears to the ground. I'll probably be talking about in July, you know, media days and stuff, but it'll really be cranking up by fall.
Okay. Appreciate the question, Cousin Stratman. All right, how about this one? And these are all, I love that they're all you questions, so I can just kind of sit back and
the guy with my head, no voice, you know? He's just like struggling over here.
Now, this is interesting because his username and his question, very interesting here, but shout out, I like the name, Join God Through Jesus. That's his username. Here's his question. Shane, did your diet die yet? There's got to be a better way to ask that, you know?
Yeah. It did take a little bit of a hit the last couple of days, right? I told Mike, all right? So, and I didn't want to make a big deal of it because I knew it probably wasn't going to last, but I tried to went to this organic deal, right? Everything.
Did that last a week? I don't think it did it?
No. Yeah, I got stuff in the fridge. I was like, I open it up and I'm looking at the same 5 ingredients, it feels like. I'm like, nah, can't do this. But I made a pretty good run, took a day off, jumped back in it. So locales, still doing good as far as weight. I'm down right now, 25, 30, 40, right at 49 pounds. So I did gain a few pounds.
I think the key is take the decision-making out of your hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I can eat healthy. I just eat. It's boring, but I eat same lunch, same dinner, I don't have to think about it. I just do it, you know?
Yeah. No, I eat a lot of the same stuff myself, but I've also narrowed it down to one meal a day kind of deal, you know?
Because of James. Cousin Shane, was your dad ever alive?
No. Hell, I'm barely hanging on, James.
Hey, shout out Fred. Appreciate you, buddy. $10. He didn't ask a question, though. Fred, hit us up with a question if you got one. Happy to answer it.
Damn, I got Chloe in here. She just napalmed this room. Golly.
What? Now, this isn't a question, but he did give us $10. He says, Shane, if Ole Miss goes 9-3, you owe 12 miles.
I'm sorry. What if they? Why?
If Ole Miss goes 9-3.
No, I got too many walking bets already out there. I ain't doing nothing with Ole Miss.
He's just trying to will you to peak physical condition, yeah. Shane.
The sun comes up tomorrow, you owe me 15 miles. Where's it at, fat boy?
All right, hey, I really like this question. Shout out Trey Watson.
Yeah.
Which SEC coordinators do you think will get head coaching opportunities after this season?
After this season.
Right. So basically, you know, who's probably going to do a really good job? Or even, you know, a lot of these times, or a lot of these coaches, Shane, like they already have a good reputation and they still get consideration, even in a little bit of a down year, if that makes sense. But I think, you know, like it's usually the teams that do really well, the coordinators that do really well, they get consideration. So any standout to you, coordinators that will get head coach opportunities after this upcoming season?
I got two. I think Weiss will be one. And I think, what's the guy's name? Georgia defensive coordinator.
Glenn Schumann.
Schumann would be the other.
Yeah. I think those are great ones. I was going to mention Charlie Weiss. The only thing with him, it seems like, now again, I don't know for a fact, but it seems like he's getting a lot of NFL consideration.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he'll be an NFL head coach, but I think he could be an NFL offensive coordinator. So, you know, have that in the back of your mind. How about, if it works out, Shane, how about Will Muschamp? Ooh, you think he's itching to get back into head coaching? I don't know.
Coordinators or just coaches?
Just
coordinators.
Coordinators.
Okay.
Now, again, Stoops, maybe, you know, there's
Stoops
a lot.
Find something.
There's a lot going on with, you know, with being a head coach nowadays. I think for some people, believe it or not, it might be a better gig to be a coordinator.
Yeah.
You don't have to do crazy recruiting. You don't have to do fundraising. Mm-hmm. You can just coach. So maybe Muschamp, that's not a good one. But, if, you know, let's say Texas wins a national championship, I would think Will Muschamp is going to have some offers. So he's definitely one. I saw in the comments, and I agree with this, Shane. How about Florida offensive coordinator Buster Faulkner?
Yeah, that's
I think
one.
He could be one. Mm-hmm. I think Auburn defensive coordinator DJ Durkin.
Getting of course, our you know shot.
He's got some baggage, but he was almost the Auburn head coach.
Yeah,
he would be one. How about a wild card, Shane? Well, he's got
Kendall Briles getting back in it.
That's what I was going to say. Kendall Briles, perhaps.
Yeah.
I could see that as well. And then another one that I'm honestly surprised he didn't get a head coaching job this year, Shane, and that's the Alabama defensive coordinator, Kane Womack.
Yeah, Womack.
I thought he was going to be the new Arkansas coach. I really did after the Golish.
Yeah.
Misfire or whatever you want to call it. I thought it was going to be Kane Womack. So I think he'll get a job too if Bama's defense is good again.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Wyatt? I mean, what about, you know, you mentioned Florida. What? I mean, he had a lot of success in Kentucky. He was always on a couple of short lists. And if Florida really turns around year one, that may be another one that's floating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine being John Summerall and you hired these great coordinators, then after 1 year, they're both head coaches?
That'd be awesome. Hey, but that's the sign of success, right, is when your coordinators are being poached every year.
All right, and then, man, what a question, Shane. I love this one. This question was so good, I put it in the headline.
Yeah.
And I think This may be Shane's burner. Shout out, where's my sandwich? Yeah, what be. A name. What a name. Shout out, where's my sandwich? Oh, hey, shout out, the legend.
Oh, thank you, cuz.
He's been gone for a little while. We'll give him a little.
Legend, cousin JR. Hell done yeah. It again.
Shout out, cousin JR. We miss you, buddy. Hope you're hell well. Yeah.
Welcome back, cuz.
Yeah. All right. Where's my sandwich, ass? Who wins the SEC championship first, Oklahoma or Texas? P.S. Can't wait to whoop them Aggies. They ran, but they can't hide. Uber.
Well, I've been on record saying Texas was potentially going 12-0 this year, so give me the Longhorns here.
What if it's not this year, though? Does that change at all or no?
No, not really. I mean, I feel like if it
were like talking, let's say Texas implodes.
Yeah.
Oklahoma conceivably could win it this year, couldn't they?
Yeah. I'm not saying that they can. I mean, we're talking about coin toss. That's the one thing about it. We always get ripped on these Texas Oklahoma deals. It's like, because you got to pick one, right? It's like picking who your favorite kid is. And then, yeah, the question is, who do I think will win the SEC championship first? I think it will be Texas because I think they're closer to doing it now than they've ever been. So next year, that could all change. You know, because if it doesn't happen this year, Sarkisian gets fired, and then all of a sudden you're like, damn, Oklahoma's about to make a run.
So give me a percentage, 0 to 100.
55.
Oh, 54, so barely 54. Barely giving them an edge here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is true coin toss right here.
Okay. Okay. Well, it may surprise you, Shane.
Yeah?
Who's winning the SEC first?
Boomer.
Texas, come on! Oh! Shane, oh! They're all in. Yeah. They got God's gift to football, year two. God, he better not struggle again, Shane. I don't know. I won't be able to live myself if he struggles again. But Texas all in. And I think if Oklahoma goes 10-2, I think that's a hell of a year.
Yeah.
I think if Texas goes 10-2, they might. It might run Sark off. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's all in. You better win. You better win big.
Yeah.
Give me I think Texas is the answer. Who wins? Hell, they've already went to the SEC championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've already proven they can get there. And according to Greg Byrne, this might be the last SEC championship. Yeah. So I think it's Texas.
I do wonder, right? I mean, that going back, I know we just discussed this, but if you have an active AD come out and say something like this, there's usually smoke where there's usually fire where there's smoke. And part of me thinks, why would he say that if there hasn't been some legit conversations about it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. This may be the last SEC championship.
Well, no, they've got a deal, I think, for many, many years.
Yeah, but they've had deals with teams. You remember, they've been scheduling these games out 15 years, and all of a sudden they're like, we're not going to play.
Yeah, that's just completely different, though.
I know.
I mean, one, they make $75 million. The other, they make two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking $75 million per.
Yeah.
For 15 years? You think they're walking away from that? They ain't walking away from that.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I mean, they walked away from Jerry's World. Texas A&M and Arkansas had a good deal going, you know. Florida-Georgia game.
No, they didn't. I think they both hated that, too. I'm going to be honest with you. I think A&M liked it just because they whooped that ass, but I think they'd rather have a home game every now and again, you know.
All right. Got to make you work for it.
Now, speaking of working for it, appreciate you, JR. Oh, sorry, cousins. Guys. Work schedule has me missing streams. Miss y'all. So we miss you, the legend, JR.
I'll have ChatGPT type you up a quick 2-week notice so you can turn that in. Put that in your letter.
And then Jared, shout out Jared. When do I get my voice intro? Hook him up, yeah. JP.
Yeah, he's getting close. He's getting close. Yeah, I was wondering when we're going to start adding some cousins here.
All right. Speaking of adding cousins, one of our OG cousins, Shane,
uh-huh.
Shout out cousin Kyle Lovingood.
All right.
With $20 million player payrolls and a 16-team corporate footprint, is the SEC having an identity crisis? What's the one move that would finally make us admit we're just watching NFL light in college?
What's the one move? I don't know. I feel like we're kind of already there.
I don't think we're quite there.
Maybe a little more separation from school, you know? So you talked about calendars. Maybe that would be it when we start changing. I mean, we're already moving up the season up a week and things like that. So maybe it's a calendar move where we just kind of, yeah, who cares? It's during a semester. That doesn't matter for these kids.
I think for me, when it would be is if they go all in SEC, Big Ten. You know, like if the Big Ten adds a couple more, the SEC adds a couple more, mm-hmm. and then there's no one left. That's NFL light to me. When you're kind of abandoning the whole West Coast, the whole, I guess not Midwest, but, you know, Texas and Oklahoma, that's not SEC. I think that would be really bad for the sport, too.
Yeah.
And I think if they did that, too, they would have so many teams, we would have to go back to divisions or pods.
Yeah.
Just like, you know who? The NFL. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if the SEC and the Big Ten just keep getting bigger and it's just like North versus South.
Yeah.
I think that's when we're NFL light. And I think that'd be really bad.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that. AFC, NFC.
Right.
Basically of college football. And
you'd have half the Big Ten and half the SEC making the playoff.
Yeah. And then
just like NFL, you know,
I just wouldn't like it too, because you'd be leaving other teams out. And yeah, I talk crap about all these teams, but I still like to watch them, right? You know, nothing else is on. There's just an Oklahoma State game. I'm probably going to watch it, you know, just because there's college football on. The Mac attack, you know? So, yeah, I would absolutely hate that, and I hope it doesn't get there. But, I separation for me, school, because that's, again, professional, it has little to nothing to do with the schools at that point.
Right. And if it ever happens, Shane?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that could pick me up? Because I'd be pretty down.
You're going to need some of that Tennessee legend, but if you have maybe a glass or two too many. Grab you a cheers, Shay. Cheershealth.com. Promo code. That SEC, you can see it on the screen. There's also a link in the show notes to get it for yourself. But that promo code, that SEC over at cheershealth.com, will get you 20% off in after alcohol aid. And we know we got some folks in here that need this, Shay. They need it bad. Yes. And I'll tell you what. What Cheers will do for you, Shane?
What's that?
Helps metabolize alcohol more efficiently and supports overall liver health. Can't beat it. And Cheers has got a promise for you. You take this, you're going to feel 50% better or your money back. I mean, cheers to that, brother. So go check them out. Cheershealth.com. Promo code THATSEC for 20% off. Cheers. And we'll cheers to you. Let them know we sent you over there with that promo code, that SEC, to get 20% off. You can find this at CVS, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, many, many other stores. But we're just trying to save you 20% when you get 50% or more better.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You're going to get caught drinking them beers this Easter. And then next thing you know, Monday morning's going to suck. That's what Cheers is for. Trying to help you. It's a life preserver.
I think Shane, he needed to take some of this.
Yeah, I did.
You've been skipping on your Cheers.
Yeah.
You know who has it, though?
Who's that?
Jeez Louise.
Oh, baby.
With the 20 spot.
Come on, cuz.
I'm going to buy some beer. Thank you, Jeez.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate it.
All right, Shay, back to Kyle. He's got another question. Shout out Kyle Lovingood, and it's just for you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Come on, Kyle.
Now, this is an interesting one, so try to stick with me here.
All right.
Shane, if you had to pick one to represent the new SEC, mm-hmm. are we gas station fried chicken, where the soul is still alive, or have we officially become sushi in a skybox league?
No, I still feel like the roots are there. Give me chicken in a gas station. And I get it. You go to some of these venues. I was at the Thompson Bowling, and I'm looking at like these suites. They're just so massive and empty, because I went during a shitty game. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, they wouldn't be empty if they had some more chicken gas station folks in here. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's who ultimately is keeping the lights on. We talk about the big venues, the big companies, the donors, the stuff like that. But it's also the common folk that are sitting there at the house watching these games every Saturday, putting blood, sweat, and tears, talking about it all year long, watching a podcast, that SEC podcast. You know, those are the diehards. So, yes, I do feel like the roots are still there.
And then he's got one follow-up on that, though.
Yeah.
And remember, he's...
But I do like sushi, you know.
Gas station fried chicken or yeah. Sushi in the skybox. Which one is more likely to give a coach the hot seat after a loss?
Sushi. Because we're always firing coaches, man. We fired so many damn coaches. We got how many? I think we got 3 on the hot seat this year. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, Shane.
Yeah.
But I think you are, one of us is missing it. I think he's just saying which one makes you run to the toilet.
Oh.
Gas station chicken or sushi?
I'd probably say sushi too. Okay. Yeah, I don't trust him. Sometimes I see him videos with fish in the supermarkets. You've seen them with them little worms, and they said it's almost guaranteed every time you eat raw fish, you're putting some like parasite. KFC, I say KFC, but gas station chicken, they fry the hell out of it. I had it today.
That's true. How's the diet going? I had fried chicken today. There's no way that's on the diet.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, here's what happened.
You tell on yourself so easily.
No. But it wasn't. I mean, it's chicken. You've been telling me eat chicken. Here I am.
Right.
So I go grilled. To the boat. Yeah, it was all, well, yeah, okay, I see it. I missed it. Yeah. So breading bad, grilled good. Got it. So I go over here, and I ask for chicken, and they said they ain't the guy that does the seasoning called into work, so they ain't got chicken. Bojack, that's like donut, like Krispy Kreme not having donuts. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, we got Supremes, which is like chicken tenders.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, you know. I'm already here. I'm already dressed up. Go ahead, throw them in there. So I had a few of those guys.
So you went to a fast food place, and they were like, We can't even serve you, sir. And then you're just like, well,
everybody
give me
laughing
what you
in
get.
The back. Yeah. Like, what do you got in them fryers over there? Package it up. What pisses me off, she says, you know what, sir, since you've had to wait, we're going to throw in some Bowberry biscuits for free. And I get home, no Bowberries. So it's a blessing in disguise. They must be a fan of the show. They're looking out for me, cuz.
That is a smart way to cool people off, though, right? We'll give you something free.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the bottom of the bag.
Free.
And then you get home and it's not there.
I was like, oh, this bag is heavy. They've loaded us up. You know, we talk about it. And all they did is threw extra sauce in there. I was like, damn it. She got me. She got me.
Jared says you need a civil rights lawyer.
I better call Saul. You know?
All right, moving on, Shane. Colin Moore Magic, we appreciate you. And he reached out, Shane. But this is the guy who said he was going to make us a table.
Yes.
He said he doesn't work here anymore, so he can't make us a table.
No,
so
table making.
I just appreciate the update, you know, because I've been checking my mailbox for months looking for this table, and it's not in there. But he had a good question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received. Let me think about that one for a second. You know.
It couldn't have been diet advice, right?
I didn't receive it. I didn't receive this. Well, I would say two things that stand out to me. And this wasn't directly to me, but I heard it and it spoke to me, right? Number one, Matt Barry, ESPN, talked about shaving his head. And for the longest time, I was getting ready. I was getting ready for Papaw's comb over. You know what I'm saying? You know, flying Hawaiian. I see you. Ain't nothing. These guys fight.
That man showers with a hat.
fighting it, man. Any type of snake poison, snake oil that comes out, they're like, give it to me. There's a thick in it. I want it, you know? But Matt Berry says, you got to fire it before it quits on you. So that was the best thing I had. In fact, now that I shaved my head, even if you gave me a, if like Cheers said, you know what else we do? You want to be, instead of 50%, you want to make 100% because we can grow your hair back? If they said that, I'd say, you know what? I appreciate it. I appreciate you helping me through my hangover, but more importantly, I think I'm going to keep the baldness because I don't have to worry about it. Don't have to go to a barber, don't have to style it, ain't got to do nothing. So I think this is the move. The second piece of advice that I got, and the one that stuck with me and it probably the you weren't expecting to hear it, was Joe Dirt. Life's a garden, dig it. And I never understood it, but then like when bad shit happens, you know, it is what it is. You got to keep on keeping on. You know what I'm saying? So some of my favorite quotes came from Joe Dirtie, and it just resonates with me.
Yeah, hey, there you go. That's pretty uplifting. That Joe Dirt is a smart man, you know what?
Hell yeah. And I used to tell John, I said, what was he saying? You go home, cry to mama, get some French fries with your Wham burger, you know? So I pick on my brother quite a bit with Joe Dirt quotes too.
No, I like it. How about this, Shane?
Yeah.
And I believe this came from Clay Travis.
Oh.
Who I used to listen to a lot of his stuff. Mm-hmm. I still have two of his SEC books. He's one of my favorite SEC writers. And then, you know, obviously he went into politics and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow him at all. I just don't care. If that's your thing, fantastic. But two things he said that I took to heart long ago when I first got into media.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't try to be me. Don't try to be, I don't know if you know Bill Simmons. He was huge at the time. Don't try to be Bill Simmons. Don't try to be Paul Feinbaum. You got to be you. And that's the only way you can get something like this to work. I thought that was really good advice. And he also has said, you know, there's going to be people that like you.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people that hate you.
Yeah.
And if you try to appease the people that hate you, you're going to lose the people that like you. And then no one is going to like you. So I kind of took that to heart. And I think people can see, you know, that we are a unique show and a genuine show. And if you don't like it, that doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to try to win you over. We got plenty of people that love this show. So we're here for them. And I think they're here because we tell it the way we think it is, even though we're not right all the time. You know what?
Hell yeah, cuz. What's the worst advice you got?
Oh, Cousin Shane said, don't do video. No one's going to watch this fucking thing. That was probably the worst advice I got.
Damn, he didn't
And now
listen.
We're like 10 to 1 video to audio audience.
I know. Didn't listen. Didn't listen. I thought once this face got out there, I was like, we're doomed, man. We're doomed. We're radio people, Mike.
You know who's that doomed?
Who's that?
Jared.
Damn, Jared. He wants his own ringtone, man.
Yeah, he gifted RCLMX.
You better go to Jared's.
He just got gifted from Jared and then Steven up.
Road Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
He gifted Shane. Dobby is a good elf. So Dobby and RCLXMX,
welcome to the family.
Oh,
hey, calm down, guys. It's Dobby. It's not the real Dobby. Jeez,
they're not fans, huh?
No, not a fan of Dobby. It's personal. But hey, just a little segue. Welcome to the show. Only cousins. Official cousins. We'll get into the call shows now. So welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Oh, one more, Shane. Steven up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
All the cousins giving thought I'd jump in. Appreciate you, Steven up.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you.
We don't deserve you.
No.
All right, we got just two more here, Shane.
Okay.
From Cousin Ashley.
Yes.
Really interesting question. And no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Probably going to need a minute to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked, of all 16 teams,
yes,
what is the single most critical potential loss this season?
Ooh.
You can only pick one team, one game. Most critical potential loss.
We're going to go through them? Let's go through them. We got time. Let's start out.
We can only pick one.
Let's pivot, Ashley.
No, because that ruins the question. The question is the worst potential loss of anybody in the SEC. If we're just doing 16, it's like.
I get that. You could just pull it. Okay, pull up Arkansas' schedule. Let's pick one off there. That would be the worst. Okay, Texas. Arkansas, Texas. Easy answer. At home at Texas. No,
see, you're
correct.
I tried to give you time to think about this, and you just went shitty team, good team.
That's it.
Bam. No, you're way, way wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm 100% correct.
The most critical potential loss.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you the Cousins, 90% of them will agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Week 3. If Lane Quinton comes back to your house and whoops your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they're in your mentions like they are mine, Shane, but this is damn Battle Royale. Every damn day it's been since, what, December, the end of December. We're in April.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like scared for people's safety down there. That's why I want to be down there. I would be wearing a bulletproof vest of that game. Shane, that's the single most critical loss. If Ole Miss loses to LSU week 3 in Oxford, buddy, I don't know if you come back from that.
I see what you're saying, but I'm not reading through the question. I'm reading the question, and I think Arkansas at Texas, if they pull that upset off, that would, especially at the end of the season, right before SEC championships, right before college football playoffs, it would just throw the committee in a loop. That would be, I mean, look at that. Everybody's talking about Texas and Ohio State, Texas, Oklahoma, Texas, Ole Miss, you know, LSU.
What if Texas has already got like 3 losses though? That means nothing.
What if Ole Miss has got?
Ole Miss is not going to have 3 losses by week 3.
What if LSU loses to Clemson? If LSU loses to Clemson, does it take a little bit off of that game, you think?
No, not at all. LSU could be 0-2. You cannot lose that game to Lane Kiffin.
I get what you're saying. I'm just arguing the other side. And I do think that that game is more important for Lane Kiffin than it is technically Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But
it could blow up LSU season too.
Yeah. So
if you get humbled.
But I just think that Arkansas, I'm just saying if Vanderbilt beats Georgia. Vanderbilt play Georgia? I don't know. That would be dynamite.
Yeah, Georgia, Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Ooh.
Jared Curtis.
Can't wait to jump on an emergency pod with that one. on the road. Goes down to Athens. Whoops up on Kirby Smart and Company.
But I don't even know if that derails Georgia. I don't think that would derail them.
No. You know, honestly, when I think about devastating losses, I feel like it's got to happen in November, right? And like Georgia here, if you were picking Georgia in this scenario, yes, I think losing to Alabama would suck. Losing to Oklahoma would suck. But what would really mess them up is dropping a home game to Mizzou, going on the road and losing to South Carolina. I just feel like that would be the games, you know, because there's going to be the committee doesn't care. I mean, they care, but they don't really care. I mean, look at Texas. They didn't get in, you know, because of – they don't care about the start of the season. But they love November, man. What's that saying? They don't care. They always remember November, you know?
I'll disagree with you.
Yeah.
And here's another candidate.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's in the same universe as Ole Miss LSU.
Uh-huh.
But it could be number 2. If Bama loses to Kentucky.
Mm.
We gotta get rid of this guy. I don't care. I don't care how many games, big time games he wins. If he can't win these layups,
yeah,
he can't be Alabama coach. Just can't do it.
Can we bring up A&M real quick?
Mm-hmm.
This may be another one that I was thinking about. What if that LSU game, right? Because I feel like, and I'm going either way here. If A&M wins that game, I feel like we're watching another potential 8-0 start again. But if they lose, you know, I start looking at the Mizzou game on the road. I start double looking. It's like, how do you get past Alabama? How are you going to get out of November? Look at that gauntlet. So, I don't know. For A&M sake, I feel like September 26th, LSU could really change the breakdown of this conference as far as SEC championships at the end of the year.
You know who's breaking it down here?
Who's that?
JP with the hey. Membership, Shane.
Damn, thank you, cuz. Appreciate it.
And then Steven up, 20 more bucks.
Thank you, boys.
For them boys in Tuscaloosa, it's Steven up. Roll Tide.
And then geez Louise, 20 bucks.
Oh, thank you, cuz.
And then P5, 20 bucks. Okay, come I've been slacking. Enjoy. Am I sleeping? Man, we're going to have a good Easter over here. You know what?
I'm going to need some more happy bills.
And then shout out Fred. Appreciate you. 10 bucks.
Which thank school you, cuz.
Do you guys think violates the ghost portal? I mean, this is also an easy answer, too, don't you think?
In your backyard. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Lane Kiffin, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lane get busted. But he's smart enough not to text from his phone. That's what he's got them GAs for, you know?
So Ole Miss would be a close second, though, right?
Yeah. If I were thinking cheaters, no offense, but Cheat Golding, we call him that. So I'd say Lane, Cheat, and then who'd be the third one? Who would be – because those are going to be the easy ones to pick. Who would be the third one that would kind of – maybe get pop doing something.
You know who is sneaky cheaters?
Who's that?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. What about drink stealing all them Oklahoma players? You don't think he's got? You
know, that was just because Oklahoma was behind on NIL.
I just mess with.
And now they're into it. You know.
I just like to poke the bear, Mike.
Hey, the shout out all these great cousins, JP, Gifted, Shane, Magic 8-Ball, Aggie, Mundo, Isaiah, Washington, Sean, Mandrill, and Chris Camp.
Welcome to the family.
Oh, yeah, they're saying Miami, too. That's a good
one.
Well,
yeah, that's an easy one.
Well, Texas, go Texas. Texas, some cheaters, too.
Are they? They're good people down there.
All right, last one from Cousin Trey, Shane. Yeah. What is the minimum that should be acceptable for Lane Kiffin this year, success-wise?
9-3. I think minimum.
I don't think so. Not if they miss the playoff. I think he's got to make the playoff minimum. Mm. $40 million roster?
I'm just thinking 9-3 gets him in, so I probably – I could piggyback
yeah,
off
you're
that.
You're saying
yeah.
that about a lot of people, though. I mean, they ain't going to be – we're not going to get six teams or five teams in
well,
here.
Well, I think LSU's got a tougher schedule than Ole Miss. Because here, same breakdown. You got Clemson, Ole Miss, A&M.
Clemson sucks. We got to stop pretending that's a tough one.
But we will week one. Nobody will care. Like we've
they're like
done that before.
I think they're a 12-point favorite right now.
LSU's got six, possibly, I don't know, maybe they're the same boat, five, six wins.
I think Ole Miss schedule's tougher. Texas, at Oklahoma, Georgia, now, at
the problem
Florida.
Is it's like they're extremely top heavy. So I think of LSU, Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, super elite. But now we're like, is Louisville going to be good? What if Mizzou's ranked? You know, I feel like if you flip-flop that – LSU, Clemson will be a top 25. Ole Miss, A&M, both will be top 25. So we know that. Alabama, Texas, Tennessee, that's a rough little stretch there. So, yeah.
I'm seeing five ranked on LSU schedule. I'm seeing.
The problem is Louisville.
I'm seeing six ranked on Ole Miss schedule.
Because LSU's non-conference sucks. Look at you. I ain't agreeing with you today. No. My answer is
Winner of that game maybe goes to the playoff.
Is that because
they'll have a tiebreaker?
Is that Ashley's answer right there?
Yeah, Jared says anything less than 10-2 on underperformance.
Yeah, they go. Get them out of here. Trash. Did you see Wade rolling in the pictures and stuff? He looked like Jay Cutler, you know, after he quit football.
Did you hear? Did you see what he said when they asked him when he was in that SUV?
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm going to try to be good this time or something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to break the rules. God. Try. Oh, God.
That's exactly what you want, man. Everybody's like, oh, look at this guy. I'm like, damn, I wish he was our coach.
And so LSU's the bad boy of college, I guess, now.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that's great. I love it, don't you?
Oh, you got to have it.
You need that. You need a villain.
That's exactly. Like, you watch any, like, hero movie or something. Like, I put on Daredevil the other day trying to watch that show. And I'm like, all right, who's the villain? Let's find him. It's LSU right now. LSU's the villain. They're Skeletor? Yeah. I saw that He-Man preview. I was like, yeah, that's what they are.
Shane's deep on the movie and TV references these days.
You like that? A little Joe Dirt in there. Marvel characters. He-Man. Didn't see that one coming.
All right. Cousin Shane, food questions.
Yeah.
From Cousin Trey. Cousin Shane's plan of attack at Ryan's Sunday after church.
Oh, man. I miss Ryan's.
What's your drink? Choice?
Diet Coke.
Okay. Meats and sides.
Well, you got to get the steak rolling. And then they always got that questionable chicken, crunchy chicken.
They got steak there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't eat more, but back in the day.
Oh, gotcha.
Elite Ryan's had it. So it'd be steak. And then there would be like some, it's like Golden Corral calls it bourbon chicken, I believe, you know. I don't know why I said believe. I know it's exactly what they call it. And it's like strips of chicken that they grill up. So you get that, some mashed potatoes. You got to get some mashed potatoes and gravy. You got to get one of those big old rolls, maybe two if you're lucky. And then that's pretty much it for plate one.
Okay. Items to avoid.
Fruit, salads. What's that disease called? They get on the lettuce and stuff. That's the only reason to avoid it in those bars.
You know, all the healthy diseases, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. I can teach you some
other diseases, heart disease.
It's tempting to go straight to dessert, but you got to hold it. You got to hold it off. You got to finish course. You'll find room for the dessert. Just trust the process.
And that's his next one. What's on the dessert there?
It's been a while since I had Ryan's dessert. So you always still like a couple appetizers, like the little cookies or something, you know, get the party started. Then it's usually some sort of pie slice. Not a huge fan of ice cream because it's a big process getting all the sprinkles and stuff. But usually it's like some sort of cake.
Look at Cousin Mike. Foods to avoid. Healthy food.
Yeah. The middle. Like... Produce department. Overrated. That was the bad thing. I spent so much money for this healthy shit. And I go to Bojangles. I spend $40. I'm like, man, I spent twice that to make this glorified salad that's rotting away in my refrigerator.
All right. One plate at a time or two? Be honest.
You don't want to look too fat, right? Two plates. Especially with camera
phones.
I mean,
it's like all you can eat, right?
Like old Ryan's, you know, old Ryan's, their camera phones weren't out, you know. New Ryan's, if it were out, they'd be like, put it on TikTok. Look at this fat bastard, you know. So, no, you're one plane at a time. But I wouldn't be opposed to sit it down and then go get some rolls or something. And like maybe that's a little sweet treat on your way.
Are you sending any of the kids to get you a reinforcement plate?
No, but I have been known to pick from their plates, right? So, so I'm always eyeing the situation, if you will, because the kids ain't going to finish theirs.
And then number of plates, final question.
This is easy. Two, main course, one dessert.
Hmm. That's a surprise. I would go much higher than that.
No, you just got to load it up right. But they put so much MSG in there, you ain't. Listen, I'm not. I would suck. This is one thing, like those food eating competitions. I can't. I wouldn't be able to win them. Now I'd put some damage to it, but I'd never be able to win it. Damn, I'm dying over here, Mike.
RC Shane's got to get that walking in.
Now remember, it's a fictitious restaurant. Now it does not exist.
They've completely done away with it.
Yeah, the one up in Sevierville is now like a. Actually, I think they're all kind of slowly switching to storage units for some reason.
Didn't they have one in Morristown? Is it gone? Yeah,
they fought. Nothing survived over there. Anything they put in, it just ends up sucking. So, yes. Yeah. Ryan's was elite. Man, I can't believe they messed that up. Messed it up. That was the spot, brother.
Maybe it'll be Shane's one day.
Because everywhere you go, it's like you have to sit and wait. You know, you go to Texas Roadhouse after church on Sunday. Buddy, you're sitting there for an hour before you get a table, you know? You just walk right into Ryan's, go down the line, bam. You're eating steak less 10 minutes, you know?
I miss those days.
Yeah, that's what we call the good old days, Mike.
All right, I think that's a perfect place to end a mailbag, Shane, before you get too hungry talking about Dave Ryan's steakhouse over here. Anything else before we hop off the line?
Oh, no. It was good seeing everybody. I hope you have a wonderful Easter, and schedule will be a little wonky here, but just have those notifications on, because if we go live, we'll both be here, or one of us will be here. Probably this guy, but I'll be near.
Near Ryan's.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. Oldie Cousins coming up here. Give us a couple minutes. Until then, we'll see you on the next one.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.